Welcome to this week's class on Chassidus. We've been learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe, a little mystical. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Shoiftim V'Shoitrim. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parsha Shoiftim, which that year was the sixth day of the month of Elul, in the year Tavshin Mem Aleph. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the Torah portion where it says, Shoiftim V'Shoitrim Titin Lecha B'Chol She'arecha, judges and officers you should put in all the gates. So he brings in Oira Torah, based on the verse, the insight of the Shach, that he says, the Sharecha, what are the gates? It's all the limbs of the body. Which are they? So he says it's the two eyes, the two ears, your mouth, your hands, and your feet. And so, you know, the Shach is saying is the sevens refer, it's not only the head, but it's also including the hands and the feet, so it covers the whole body. And you have to put on all the different parts of the body, Shoiftim V'Shoitrim, judges and officers. So the Sharecha is the seven parts of the body, and Shoiftim V'Shoitrim is the officers. Then afterwards, he brings an Oira Torah, another insight. He brings from Sefer Yetzirah, which is more a Kabbalistic book, and he says over there as follows, that there are seven kfulois, there are seven letters which are double. Beget Kapoirish, which is Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chaf, Pei, Reish, Saf. You can have the lighter version, the more stronger version, and this is what Hashem uses, and he says, to create the stars in the heaven and in the world, and he created time and space, etc. And he also created gates in the soul. That's what it says in Sefer Yetzirah, more abstract. The Ravid explains, what does that mean? And afterwards, he says that Sefer Yetzirah himself explains it as well. One of the seven, it's referring to the two eyes, the two ears, the two nostrils, and the mouth. So in other words, all the seven is in the head of the human being, not including the hands and the feet. So again, so the Shach says it's referring to the whole body, and Sefer Yetzirah says, what, it's all in the head. What does that mean? He explains like this. In Sefer Yetzirah, he explains that there are three mothers, which are the letters Aleph, Mem, Shin. And then you have the seven doubles, which is Beget Kapoiris. And the Alter Rebbe Tanya explains in the beginning, what are the mothers? That's actually the intellect, because the intellect gives birth to the emotions. And what are the seven doubles? What does the Alter Rebbe explain? What are the seven doubles? It's actually the emotions, the seven emotions. And why are the emotions called double? There's only seven emotions, because every emotion has the way it goes rotsui, it wants to, it yearns, and shuv, the way it comes back into reality. And just like, for example, the attribute of love. What is love? Love is basically yearning to go on high, which is Ratzui. It also has the Shuv. Like Chazal tell us, after Shem Lekach, you should love God, your God. What does that mean? That basically the name of Hashem should be something which way you behave. In other words, that basically people should see that you're a God-fearing and loving person. So you have to obviously be nice to people in the physical world. And like in Sesen Sifri, that by loving people, that's the shuv. When you're basically just cleaving to Hashem and you don't care about people, that's the ratzui. But when you're respectful people, that's the idea of shuv. So every emotion has the ratzui and the shuv. And the same thing also when it comes to being awe of Hashem. That what's the idea of awe? Awe is basically returning to reality. Like it says in the verse, they would tremble and they stood afar, but also has the ratzi, the yearning, because what's the whole idea of being in awe is to be total acceptance, which you're totally accepting and you become one with Hashem. So in Ava, which the natural part is to have the ratzi, you want to have the shuv also, and year, which the natural part is to have the shuv, you also want to have the ratzi. And the same thing also applies to all the other emotions. You have both components of what? Of Ratzi and Shuv. Now, these seven gates that are in the soul, so there is generally, they actually divide into four different categories of seeing, hearing, and smelling, and speaking, which is the four different categories. Three of them are double. But since it's four categories, they correspond to the four letters in the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei of Hashem's name. And like explained in the Zohar as well. And it's like explained at Lent in the Kutatari and Parashas Re'eh, based on the verse where it says, Ponim, Ponim, Dibra Hashem, Machem, Hashem spoke to you face to face, that what happened when God gave the Torah, every single person received from the level of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in an internal way. And like it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm God, your God. What does that mean? That the name Yudke Vavke becomes your energy of every single person. And therefore, every single person is made up of the name Yudke Vavke. And like explained in the detail in the Kutei Torah, and also what? In the Geres HaTshuva. And that's why in every single person you have these four components. To see, to hear, to smell, and to speak, which is corresponds to the four letters of Yudke Vavke. What does that mean? The Rebbe says as follows. We know the ability to see, that creates closeness. Why? Because when you see something, you grasp it. And you grasp the essence of it. So seeing creates a closeness. However, hearing is from far. And therefore you hear all the details, and you see another detail, etc. And that, and the two together, the seeing, which is close, and the hearing is far, is connected to the Yud Hey, the first two letters of Hashem's name, in the soul of the human being, which is basically seeing and hearing. And in the attributes that we have, what are they connected to? They're connected to the spheres of Chachma and Bina. So seeing is the idea of Chachma, and Bina is hearing. And then you have the letters Vav Hey is connected to the emotions. And like it's explained many, many places, that through the meditation, when you meditate about the greatness of Hashem and how low the human being is, that's the which is meditation, is the level of Yud Hey. And that's why it says that's hidden only to Hashem. And then you have the work of the emotions. And that's what it says, that's revealed. And that's the level of the Vav Hey. So Yud Hey is the Chachma and Bina, and the Vav Hey is the emotions. And more specifically, the attribute of love and awe is the part that's concealed. And what's revealed is that doing the work, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs by speaking it, which is the level of Vav Hey. And that's then you have the two components of what? Of smell and speech. What's the idea of smell? Smell is already more makip. It's more encompassing. Like it says, reikis hayu is more a scent. You know, so you don't grasp the thing itself, but nevertheless it reaches a soul, because through smelling something you can wake up from sleeping. And what's speech? That's when you internalize something, like the Mishnah says that you see that it speaks, or like for example, your soul went out in your speech. The same thing also when it comes to eating, that you get to the essence of it. But how do you get awakened? You get awakened through the scent. And what does that mean on a spiritual level? The smell and the speech, that's learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And every one of these four levels, seeing, hearing, smell and speech, everyone has the rotzui and has the shuv, has the yearning and has the bringing it back into reality. And like explained in Ari Torah, and that's why it's called double, because you have the rotzui and the shuv. And you receive from the seven doubles what? The idea of the Ratzim and Shuv. Then the verse goes on to say, V'shaftu asa'a mishpat tzedek, that you should judge the people a righteous judgment. So according to the explanation of the Shach, that we learned the first explanation, that the gates are referring to the whole body. So what does that mean? What does it mean that you should judge? It's referring to, since the gates is the whole body, so the judging is outside of yourself. It means dealing with the world. But based according to it says Sefer Yetzirah, that the gates are actually only the seven gates in the head, which is basically the intellect and the emotions. So then when it says you should judge, it's referring to judging everything outside the head, which is the other part of the body. And like explained in the Torah, in the continuation of what it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that when it says you should judge, it's referring to all the 248 limbs in the body. So based on the surface, you can say, this is what it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that Sharecha is referring to the gates in your head, because in Sefer Yetzirah is referring to creating the first human being, which is created alone, and that's why he says the whole idea of the Shaftu Am Mitzvah Tzedek, to judge is the rest of the human being, which basically is the rest of the part of the body, and also the 248 limbs, and that's why it says Shoyftim V'Shoytrim Yishut Titlecha. In other words, you have to have both ideas, a shofet, a judge, and a shofet, an officer. What is a shofet? That's from the right, chesed. What's a shofet, an officer? That's basically on the left side. Sometimes you need to have discipline. And like to explain this whole idea in Tanya, the two different sides, the right and the left. And the same thing also where it says, you should judge them a mishpat tzedek. So mishpat and tzedek, judgment, that's on the left side. And that's basically the idea of what doing the positive commandments and the negative commandments. Why? Because in every time you're serving Hashem, you have to have both. You need the Ratzui and you need the Shuv. You need the right that brings close and the left that, that keeps things under control. And like, for example, the famous story in the Talmud, it says that he asked him, did anything come to you, you know, come to you? In other words, what does that mean? Then when you do your real spiritual work, you have to be able to do it both in chesed and gvura. If you're just doing chesed, it's not doing the work. If you're just doing gvura, it's not doing the work. You need to have a balance between the two. And then you know you're serving Hashem completely. And like it says in Sifri, reference to the first section of Shema, that there's no such thing as Ava in place of Yira, or Yira in place of Ava in the emotions of Hashem. You need to have Ava, you need Yira, you need both. And by the reference, by doing our work and these ideas of controlling our the intellect and the emotions and setting up the balance between Ratzay and Shuv and the right and the left, and the way of Tzedek Tirva, Oif, that we're doing it in a way with a good eye. So what happens is then we'll receive from Hashem, and Hashem is going to judge us, and He's going to give us a great judgment, and we're going to be redeemed through Mashiach Tzidkenu. He should come, and He should redeem us, and He should take us standing upright to Eretz Yisrael. It should happen b'mheira b'yameinu mamash, very, very quickly in our days. And let's hope and pray it happens very quickly, and our next class will be Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.